Check with the state before it's too late. That's some advice to use from the Utilities and Transportation Commission when you decide to pack up and move to the other side of Washington or just down the street. The commission's Anna Gill says it's common for people to start moving around this time of year, and it's important to avoid unlicensed movers because your personal belongings are at stake.
We've had instances where companies have actually held customers' goods hostage until the customer agrees to pay them more money.
And it's not always possible to get it back.
When you hire somebody who's illegal, they can just literally disappear, and we don't necessarily have the resources to be able to find them and to hold them accountable.
To receive a license, movers must provide proof of insurance and undergo safety inspections. Employees for license carriers must also pass a background check and drug testing. Gill says you might be dealing with an illegal moving company if they ask for cash payments up front or can't provide a permit number. You can check any moving company's license status on the commission's website.